Hello, I'm Georgina Hudson from GeorginaHudson.net. This podcast has been created to support you in your journey of self-awareness and well-being, and to draw a roadmap together that can help us align mind and heart. Today's topic is how to reconnect with our partners when routine, kids, and overwhelming work, both at home and outside, take over the relationship. It's a hot topic. For more information about my work or about me, you can visit my website on GeorginaHudson.net or my Instagram account on GeorginaHudson.coach. Hello, what's up, people? Welcome to a new episode. This time we are talking about relationships, something we haven't done in a while. Today we want to share a story that may deeply resonate with you. And with permission from the couple involved, and using different names, of course, we are going to have the story as a case study. This couple managed to transform their relationship while standing on the brink of separation. The reasons? Well, we are going to share them shortly, but let me say up front that the reasons weren't extraordinary. Both partners were being swallowed up by routine and responsibilities, forgetting they were first and foremost a couple. But before diving deeper, welcome to the channel.
Hello everyone, how are you? And thanks to the couple whose story we are sharing today for allowing us to be moved, to open up and to use their experience as a model to learn from.
Yeah.
Right? And as you said, Georgie, relationships often don't end due to lack of love, but because we stop nurturing them, right? So that's what we will explore today.
Exactly. And here is Matteo's story. So my client's name is Matteo, but it wasn't, but we're changing it to Matteo. He came to therapy feeling drained and like he no longer had a place in his relationship, even though he loved his wife loved him. But he described himself as feeling like the last wheel of the wagon, and he admitted this made him feel irritable and short-tempered. And this is something I appreciated about Matteo, because he wasn't proud of this and he wanted to change no matter where the relationship was going to end up. He didn't want to end the relationship being the irritable and short-tempered husband. He didn't want to continue the relationship with his hiccup.
That's such a relatable feeling, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We have been there, perhaps in past relationships, present
yes.
relationships.
In our yeah. relationship.
Yeah, that silent disconnection when routine, work and responsibilities consume us. Mm-hmm. It's painful to hear stories like this, because there are no red flags, you know?
Exactly.
Nothing where you would tell someone, run for the hills. You know, there are these seems to be situations that could be sorted out, and not easily, but there's light at the end of a tunnel.
Yeah. Anyone who's been in a relationship for some time can identify with this, and it doesn't have to be with long-term relationships, because some people say, oh, okay, if you have been in a long-term relationship, this is normal, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you can be in a six-month relationship and start feeling bored about what the relationship is offering you. Or
yeah, it's not a matter of time.
No, yeah. No, exactly. But it's a matter of factors like stress and things like business. Mm-hmm. Matteo told me things about his wife, like she's always busy with kids and work, and I feel like I'm doing my part, but I no longer have a place in her life. He also emphasized that she used to be so spontaneous, so joyful, and now everything feels heavy.
That's Matteo's point of view.
Yep.
And for sure there should be a second point of view. Mm-hmm. But if you take a look at this, it wasn't a sudden breakup. It was like a slow erosion, mm-hmm. like a slow process. Mm-hmm. And I come from engineering and in mechanics. When we analyze broken pieces, for instance, there are three, the most the three most common failure modes are impact, when something sudden, unexpected breaks something. That is not this case, you know?
No.
We will be talking something tragic. Right. This is not the case. The other two are fatigue.
Mm.
And fatigue, this is very common. Imagine you are moving a cable, for instance, a piece of copper or a metal string, and you bend it on and on until you break it.
Right.
And that is cyclical, that is repetitive, that keeps on marking inside the piece, the object. And then you have a crack, something that starts minimal, like in one point. This is something that is not resolved, it is unresolved, and it grows and it advances.
Yeah.
And this crack leads to a break, you know? And fatigue and crack, it is like an analogy, but it happens in couples. So in this slow wear and tear, in these cracks that advance, Matteo buried himself in work, avoiding coming home, while his wife, overwhelmed by responsibilities, she felt like everything was on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came home, she wouldn't bend that she couldn't take it anymore. Looking at these dynamics, you see how they create a minefield of misunderstandings and resentment, and the next step, everything will blow up.
Yeah, exactly. She was exhausted. She felt like she was doing everything for the family, and that he didn't appreciate it. And look at this, Matteo knew this because she told him, but he also felt it was true. But he, on the other hand, also saw a different woman than the one he fell in love with. And he questioned whether she still loved him or if he was just a burden for her. And so he felt that she was pushing him further and further away. So let's pause here to analyze Matteo's story, because this is going to become a snowball otherwise. What do you think?
If you live your relationship on autopilot, it will get consumed by childcare, household tasks, or work, neglecting what truly matters, which is the beautiful ecosystem you built in the first place when you decided to start in a relationship, in a loving relationship. And after all, starting a relationship with someone you love and creating a home, it's a deeply meaningful purpose. But if we take our partner for granted, and this is very important, we will talk about this later on, if we take our partner for granted, or we forget that being adults doesn't mean being rigid and serious, we sabotage the relationship, this third body that is inside the relationship. As in Matteo's case, one becomes irritable, the other becomes defensive, as if they are at war, when in reality, they are partners.
Right. You know?
And breaking that cycle starts with one of them saying, "This can change."
Exactly.
And this leads to the question, what about routine, Georgie? Is routine friend or foe? What do you think?
It's a good question. It's a very good question, because some routine is necessary. But the problem starts when everything becomes predictable. So that is the first thing we tackled with Matteo, recognizing that while routine provides stability, it can become dangerous if left unchecked. So we're going to take a deep dive into habits and rituals.
Yeah, habits and rituals sounds nice, but what does it really mean?
Yeah.
Let's make the difference between them.
Yes. So habits are repetitive actions. We do habits almost automatically, like eating, like having a shower, shopping, doing chores. And they provide structure. They provide certainty, something couples crave for.
Yeah, and we have individual habits and habits that we perform in groups or in a couple.
Yeah.
But when habits that we perform in groups or in couple, those habits don't necessarily connect people, because these habits could be mechanical, like having dinner together, but being glued to our phones, you know?
Exactly.
We are together, but we are not connected.
Right. Right. And that is where rituals come in. Rituals are intentional acts. They don't require more time. They just require more meaning. Habits are things we do repeatedly over time. Okay? Rituals are intentional. Rituals require meaning. For example, dinner can become a moment to talk about our dreams, our emotions, and to share a smile. But if we sit together, as you mentioned, checking our phones, then that is a habit. So for dinner to become a ritual, we might light up a candle. We might say, okay, our problems can wait. Let's talk about us, how much I love you, how much I'm grateful for you. You know, everybody can, you know, set up their own rituals.
It's like sparking a flame in the midst of a routine. You don't have to overhaul your day, but you can carve out moments to be present.
Yes.
You know, these moments, we can share some examples of rituals that we can implement. For sure, there are many of them. And creativity could be of great help here. Everyone can think about more and more examples, but let's mention five. As an example of these small rituals we can implement.
Yes, and for sure with Matteo we worked on many things, but rituals were part of those things. And we worked on creating some simple, sustainable rituals that made a difference in his relationship. So the first one was deep questioning to rediscover each other. So let's change, let's swap the typical, how was your day? Or was your day okay? Because if somebody asks you, was your day okay? What are you going to say? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's change it. Like, what was the best part of your day? What did you learn this week that excited you? Or what was the heaviest part of this week?
You know, like open questions.
Yeah.
You know, to lead to meaningful conversations.
Exactly. Exactly. And then a second ritual could be having dates. And this is so important. Having dates outside of prescribed roles. So at least once a month, and it's not a lot, you know, go out as a couple, not as parents, not as colleagues, not as working people or, you know, housewives or house husbands, just to people in love.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this doesn't have to be expensive or complicated, because sustainability comes in.
Exactly.
Know? If it is complicated or expensive, it will happen once, but the second will be harder.
Exactly.
It could be trying a new restaurant or even staying home, but doing something that disrupts the routine.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to be something that separates us from the labels we carry all day long. And another ritual which is great is little messages and big impact. Well, we labeled it like that. These are small but heartfelt messages like, thank you for your effort, or I admire you, or I appreciate what you said. You know, this can make a big difference in a relationship.
Yeah, it may seem insignificant, but these small constant gestures say, I see you, I value you, and that adds a lot.
Exactly, exactly. If we say, what time are you coming home? Well, the other person will say, I don't know, 7, 8. But if we tell the other person, I love you,
I miss you, I love you.
Yes.
How are you? Like a short message. Would you like to talk? I miss you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to talking when you come back. So that is so important. Ritual number four is wordless intimacy. And this is so important, you know. Let's leave our mental space and take 5 minutes at the end of the day, at the beginning or at midday, you choose, to just hold each other or sit in silence, feeling connected. So it's more about bodily presence. It's more about bodily connection.
Yeah, this ritual is powerful, especially on chaotic days. Sometimes a hug without words, that communicates more than 1,000 speeches.
Yeah.
And it also relieves so much pressure. It's a relief.
Yeah.
It's simple and it is a physical relief.
Yeah.
We talk about mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk and when we have intellectual chats or we write something and we interact mentally, that is one thing which is necessary. But the body part of it, it is also necessary. And it is it could be super simple, like hug,
yeah,
touch, you know,
yeah,
soft,
yeah,
kiss.
Exactly.
Little by little.
Yes. Yes. I like the idea of, for example, giving each other a massage or, you know, hugging, but in a very deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And staying and taking it in. And then, last but not least, and of course, you might have a lot of rituals, so we are looking forward to listening to all of your ideas. But we thought about the ritual of anticipation. Plan something together to look forward to, you know, a dinner, a project, trip. Anticipating that thing you have together can spark joy and it can break monotony, you know, having something on your calendar that you look forward to.
Yeah, here it's not just the plan, but process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagining together, dreaming and building that couple's project. And it happens to us a lot, you know, when we anticipate trips, getaways, and now we go hiking.
Yes, I love
that. And it is Monday and we are thinking about Saturday, where is our next destiny? And
mm-hmm.
and we go to the maps and we think about this and the schedule and what are we going to do. That is planning. And that is another ritual and gets us connected. Also recording a podcast together.
Yes, recording a podcast together that we never imagined we were going to do because I was alone before, but we enjoy it so much. So for the ones that are like me, who want to know what happened with Matteo and his wife, over time, these rituals, plus some work, of course, on many other aspects, helped Matteo and his wife reconnect. It wasn't overnight, but they started seeing each other as the couple they had chosen to be again.
Yeah, because it's not about being perfect, but about trying, right? Often just the willingness to work together, that changes everything. Let's make a summary of all of it. And
yes,
I wanted to highlight two things. We talked about healthy and necessary routine because this frees up time of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is routine, which is healthy. Those are healthy habits and we need them because that is opposite to taking for granted our couple or hiding inside the routine. And in between healthy habits, we can incorporate rituals.
Yes.
Rituals which are acts with intention. Rituals which don't require more time, but more meaning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And this could go on and on. As we mentioned, there are so many rituals we could implement. So, thank you for listening to us. If you found this helpful, enriching, please share it with one or two people who might need this. You know, it can be your own couple, your own partner. It can be a friend in need. We also appreciate your feedback, your review, and your rating with many stars because that helps us feel you are there and this motivates us to offer this free material as frequently as we do. So stay tuned for more content because there will be more content coming. And for the time being, Luciana, would you like to do the honors?
Big hugs.